This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Free Talk Live.
Free Talk Live. We're launching into the second hour of the program on this Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live. Our number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. And with you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
We had Greg on the line from New York, and he was going to work up to some question he wanted to ask, but he dropped off the line, so
maybe
we'll get him back here. If there's a technical difficulty and you're on our phones and you drop off for some reason, bad cell or whatever, you always are welcome to call back. Generally, we have a one call per night rule, but that's only when the call was intended to be over. In this case, we did not intend for that to happen. So Greg is certainly welcome back at 855-453, 855-450-3733. So let's get into it, Mark. You wanted to share the Declaration of Independence, which is a first for Free Talk Live. I think we might have at some point had a couple excerpts on the air over the decade plus, decade and a half that we've been on the air. But I don't think we've ever read the whole thing.
I think it's a good thing for Independence Day because that's the whole point. It's a great rhetorical document, and there's some things to discuss. So let's get right into it.
All right.
When in the course of, I think that there's, there's it's great stuff, and there's some hypocrisy contained within.
So. Oh, of course. These weren't perfect men.
No, by no stretch. When in the course of human events, it becomes necessary for one people to dissolve the political bands which have connected them with another, and to assume among the powers of the earth the separate and equal station to which the laws of nature and of nature's God entitle them. Now, this is interesting because this hadn't been done before. He's like, sometimes these things happen. Sometimes, groups of people have to go their separate ways. It'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
But it had never happened before, and I think it's kind of an interesting
way. There was never a secession before this in the world?
I
don't believe that.
Like, you have to understand, sort of, Europe was insular that way, and, but not in this way. Certainly not.
All right.
It was a singular event in this way, especially for this time period.
All right.
So anyway, a decent respect to the opinions of mankind requires that they should declare the causes which impel them to the separation. So, hey, everybody deserves a little closure. We're happy to share.
Here are the reasons why.
Yeah. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal. And
ironic statement, given as our caller Hung Like Jesus last night pointed out that at the very time this was written,
Thomas Jefferson actually owned men.
Yeah, all men were not being treated equally.
Yeah, so
nice idea though.
Yeah, I love the statement. We're created equal. They were endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, and that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness.
And also, apparently, they didn't include women in that all men are created equal either.
Yeah, I don't think that they did, but I mean,
big oversight.
Language allows that to be the case, and I think men just sounds better. Maybe it's because I'm used to
it. How many women signed this document?
Zero.
Okay.
Yeah. To secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. I believe that's
a nice idea. Again,
completely.
Yeah. Well, I mean, no, there's no evidence that there's any truth to it, because you can try to withdraw your consent, and they refuse to allow you to withdraw it. So it's not based on consent at all.
It says that the governments are instituted among men. I believe the governments are certainly instituted among men. They may be state-oriented governments. They may be voluntary forms of government, of which there are myriad out there. It says deriving their just powers from the consent of the governed. So only their powers
that
are
just
derived from the consent of the governed.
The rest of them are derived from pointing a gun.
Right. The rest of those powers come from the barrel of a gun.
Which these days is like almost all of their powers, but...
Sure. So if there's a homeowner's agreement, everybody signs it, it's a just power that is derived from among men. That whenever any form of government becomes destructive of these ends, so whenever a government becomes destructive of life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, and... the consent of the governed, you know, amongst the consent of the governed, that it is the right of the people to alter or abolish it.
So that happened a long time ago, right, when the government became, as they're describing there,
right.
Oppressive?
Like a 3% tax on tea, the intolerable acts. If you look at the intolerable acts and you put them all together, they are nothing compared to what Washington, D.C. is putting on, let alone what local and state governments are.
So what they're saying
the Revolutionary War appears to have been fought for was to do away with leaders 3,000 miles away so that we may have leaders 500 miles away.
Right. And so what the Declaration's writers are saying here is that the United States is well overdue for another Declaration of Independence.
Yeah. I think it's also interesting that New England is closer to London than Washington, D.C. is to Honolulu. So, you know, if the idea is that you should be ruled by somebody close to you, then Hawaii and Alaska should be looking for their freedom right now.
Mm.
And they both have pretty healthy secession movements going on. And to institute new government, laying its foundation on such principles and organizations, its power in such form as to them shall seem most likely to affect their safety and happiness. Prudence, indeed, will dictate that governments long established should not be changed for light and transient causes. And, accordingly, all experience hath shown that mankind are more disposed to suffer while evils are sufferable than to right themselves by abolishing the forms to which they are accustomed.
So they didn't consider the 1% tax or whatever, the 3% or whatever it was, to be a light cause. That was a big deal. That was a big oppression to them.
It had been a great deal of time coming forth. There had been rebellion after rebellion inside the area that we now know as the United States up to that point. What I think is interesting is this other statement that essentially says that people will suffer evils. They're disposed to suffering evils for a long time rather than sort of rising up and doing what's right.
Mm.
So, anyway, but when a long train of abuses and usurpations pursuing invariably the same object evinces a design to reduce them under absolute despotism, it is their right. It is their duty. Now, I don't know where their duty is created. Exactly. Duty to whom?
Duty to mankind.
Yep.
Is the idea.
To throw off such government and to provide new guards for their future security. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies. We've patiently suffered, which by, as I pointed out, is suffering that it pales in comparison to, if you call it suffering, pales in comparison to the suffering that goes on currently under the government that was instituted by these same men.
Right.
And Thomas Jefferson believed that every generation should have its own revolution.
Hmm.
And he hoped that revolution wouldn't necessarily be violent. But I think that is a sort of an accurate statement. Exactly how can people 200 years ago claim to rule us? And that's essentially what is going on with a document as old as the Constitution.
Right.
Now, the Declaration of Independence is a rhetorical document. It holds no power from a governance standpoint.
Well, no document should hold power. It's just a piece of paper. What you're saying is that the Constitution created the government, and they believe that it's a powerful document. To me, it's just a piece of paper.
Well, a piece of paper is like a contract. If people sign contracts.
But those people are dead.
Right, I understand. It's a piece of paper.
They can't bind somebody else to a contract that's not alive.
But not every piece of paper is a piece of paper to you, is that what you're saying?
They're all just pieces of paper.
But a contract is of no value?
Only if you have a meeting of the minds. And then if you have a meeting of the minds in consideration, there's a few things that you need to have in order for a contract to exist. And the Constitution did not have those things.
No, the Constitution did not have those things. It is not a the Constitution is not a contract. Now, it was ratified by states by a vote. But one would ask at that point, how exactly did the voters get the right to choose governance for the people who voted against it.
Indeed. That would be just pure on coercive force.
Right. They said that enough of us are willing to go for this that you will go for it too.
Or else.
And, by the way, Rhode Island got a blockade over this. They said they weren't going to sign, and the United States government sent out a blockade and blockaded them.
The toll-free number tonight, 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. We'll continue with more of the Declaration of Independence, and your thoughts are welcome as well. It's Free Talk Live.
For P150, P150GA, P150NY, P150OK, P150TN, C250A, C250E, C250Q. Not available in all states. If New York or Colorado, call for a similar offer.
What's the scariest thing about going to the dentist? Opening your mouth or opening your wallet? Because just a simple cleaning can cost $100, and things like root canals can cost you hundreds more. If you don't have dental insurance to help, call Physicians Mutual Insurance Company, 1-800-972-1059. This isn't a discount plan or preventive-only coverage. This is real dental insurance that helps pay for checkups right away. So you can call today and get your teeth cleaned tomorrow. Plus, it helps cover the more expensive procedures you might need down the road. Fillings, crowns, bridges, even costly dentures. There's no deductible and no annual maximum. Your acceptance is guaranteed for one of these insurance policies, even if you're retired. There are no networks, so you can choose any dentist you'd like. Call now for a free information kit with all the details. 1-800-972-1059. That's 1-800-972-1059. 1-800-972-1059.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did. We get 30 days free.
And membership is only $9.95.
Yep. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live, and you can bring up whatever you want. Independence Day edition. We're live. We're here, and you can take control of the airways at 855-450-FREE, 855-450-3733. We do have Skype as well. And the Skype username here is lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Also, I do want to let you know about Dash. It is digital cash, and it's a digital money platform that's designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast, private, and easy. The fees are low, way lower than Bitcoin. Even though Bitcoin fees have come down, Dash is still way lower than the Bitcoin fees. And transactions with Dash are faster than Bitcoin, and they can even be confirmed instantly. You can pay anyone, anywhere in the world, anytime for just pennies on the dollar. Dash is decentralized and run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Anyone can invest in Dash and earn rewards for helping run the Dash network. Join Dash and help create a better financial system for everyone. Take back control over your financial future today. You can find out more at Dash.org. There's a lot of momentum behind Dash right now. Just go to Dash.org and you can find out why. As we continue here, Mark, you are sharing with us the Declaration of Independence, something we've never read to completion here on Free Talk Live, and that is the intention thus far. So, have they gotten into the list of the reasons?
Not quite yet.
Not
no.
quite. There's still all the preface to that. Okay.
Right. You know, so he's talking about despotism and how it's the duty to throw off such a government that is despotic and to provide new guards for their future safety. Such has been the patient sufferance of these colonies, and such is now the necessity which constrains them to alter their former systems of government. The history of the present King of Britain is a history repleted injuries and usurpations, all having in direct object the establishment of an absolute tyranny over these states. So he claims, you know, this is a claim, right? These states, they're claiming that these are organizational bodies themselves.
Separate.
Yeah, these aren't colonies, these states.
Mm-hmm.
To prove this, let facts be submitted to a candid world. So, now's the list. He has refused...
the king?
Yes, he the king. His assent to laws the most wholesome and necessary for the public good. So, basically, we're not allowed to make our own laws. We have to wait for, you know, Parliament and him to approve, okay. Right?
And he's not doing that.
Yeah, right. Well, according to this, yes. He has forbidden his governors to pass laws of immediate and pressing importance unless suspended in their operation till his assent should be obtained, and when so suspended, he has utterly neglected to attend to them. So, you know, like, even when...
So even if they put something on his table...
Right, it's just not happening.
He's not doing it.
He has refused to pass other laws for the accommodation of large districts of people, unless those people would relinquish the right of representation in the legislature, a right inestimable to them and formidable to tyrants only. So he's like, no, well, you know, you can have what you want, but, you know, got to make sure that you say that you never want to have representation in Parliament, which... obviously, kind of a bad choice. They probably should have thought twice about that particular aspect. They could have made a government, you know, like all of them are, so ponderously difficult to deal with that, you know, people are just on the little treadmill of trying to get things done in Parliament.
So what you're saying is that they made the king made the mistake of not giving them a seat at the table.
Right.
Because had he given them a seat at the governance table, they would have been much easier to control.
Yep.
They would have thought, oh, right, we can influence the government. And then, you know, they'd do what all the people in America are trying to do now, which is change the, you know, the federal government. We hear all of these cockamamie, you know, harebrained ideas, which, you know, I think are coming from a good place, but impossible to, you know, to put into play about how to change the system, how to rearrange the deck chairs on the Titanic. You know, oh, spend all this money and we'll put in a flat tax or, you know, whatever. And that the idea that that's going to reduce or eliminate the income tax is the fanciful part of it, right? Even if you could put together the flat tax. So there's all these fanciful ideas about how to change the system to work better. Oh, we need to have term limits or we need to have this or that. That, of course, will never go through because the status quo is so powerful and so established and so immovable that, you know, even just adding Puerto Rico comes in or Guam or whatever, they all of a sudden become states. It's not like they get any significant level of influence. So that's what you're saying, is if they'd been let in to sit at the table, we would probably still be part of the United Kingdom today.
Right?
I would agree. Or we would be like Canada would be my guess. The United Kingdom spun people off.
Yeah.
It's like, this isn't worth dealing with.
But they're still part of the UK. They're still part of, the crown.
They're under the crown, but it's vague. She's the head of state, but she doesn't really do much. I would say
maybe that's just her choice.
I have
what if she wanted to do something?
A little bit of evidence for you. So you're familiar with downsizeddc.org.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
is an organization that we've talked about many times on the air.
We've had Jim Babka on countless times.
Countless times we've had him on. And, it's not countless, but more times than we can count.
I would have a tough time figuring it out.
Yeah. Probably less than a dozen, but
no, more than a, I would say more than a
you
dozen.
Think so?
Okay. Earlier on, we had them on a lot.
All right, so we had they have an idea. It's called Read the Bills Act. The Read the Bills Act.
Yep, it's never gone anywhere.
All they suggest.
Great
this
idea.
This is an idea simply to have the legislators read the bills that they propose out loud. They would be read out loud before all of the legislators there, and that they could only vote if they've sat through a reading of the bill, right?
Which would be impossible for some of those things.
Well, some of those things are very, very difficult.
Yeah.
But
that's the idea.
The notion that these people vote on things that they haven't read.
It was just, they do that all the time.
They do it all the time is abhorrent to the vast majority of people. But this government is so unresponsive that it won't even do the most basic and most reasonable things in order to make itself a better governing body. They don't have any desire to do that. They make King George look, they're as equally as tyrannical as King George ever possibly could have been to the colonists. And this is the greatest, this is the biggest grilling day of the year, because Americans are more interested in grilling pieces of meat than they are in having a better government. 200-something years
ago. Well, it's a lot easier to grill some meat.
It is. 200 years ago, though, people were willing to fight and die, shoot their government center of mass, commit treason.
Which is not what you're advocating here.
I'm not. I'm just simply saying that this document that was written and ratified on this day, or I think 2 days later,
around this time.
Yeah, around this time that we're celebrating, that the people that are celebrating it really know nothing of what they're celebrating and don't have, they don't have the cojones to carry the jock straps of these people.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He has called together legislative bodies at places unusual, uncomfortable, and distant from the depository of their public records for the sole purpose of fatiguing them into compliance with his measures. So, have you ever thought of a government that maybe sends you from this window to that window? You're going to have to write the Bureau of Statistics and Labor. And
They're saying the runaround was being given to the legislators.
Yeah.
He was making it difficult for them to even come and meet.
Well, they weren't really legislators. They're representatives.
That's what they're saying.
Yes.
He was moving the location where they would have to go.
The government was giving the runaround back in the day, and just like the government gives you the runaround today.
The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More coming up from the Declaration of Independence on Free Talk Live.
Ralph, remember when you said you were going to start paying more attention to your health and now you're eating potato chips?
Just a few.
A few, okay, but you should be eating Superberries Aronia Berries.
Aronia what?
Aronia Berries from Superberries.com. They're known for having one of the highest levels of antioxidants that helps with overall wellness. Go to Superberries.com/radio. And right now we get a free smoothie recipe book with our order. Plus we can save $4 at checkout.
Wow, look at all the benefits of these berries.
I know, Ralph, I know.
Choose health. Eat purple. Superberries.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Hi, this is Ron Paul, former congressman and Republican presidential candidate. I love these summer months because this is when I get to enjoy the fresh fruits and vegetables that are being harvested on small farms and in our backyards. We all look forward to garden tomatoes and corn on the cob. Don't you wish there was a better way to preserve their true tastes and flavors? I'm here to tell you that there is a better way. It's by using the amazing home freeze dryer from Harvest Right. I have a Harvest Right freeze dryer and use it to preserve the foods I love. Strawberries, apples, and even lasagna and ice cream can stay fresh for 25 years. And the best part of my freeze drying is my family and I have a supply of long-lasting food on hand. So no matter what may come, we feel better prepared. We love our freeze dryer. To learn more, go to HarvestRight.com or call 800-923-9591. That's HarvestRight.com or 800-923-9591.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial toll free and join us right here. Our number for you is 855-450-FREE. Like Freedom, 855-450-3733. Skype on in here at Skype username lrn.fm. With you in the studio tonight, it's Ian.
And Mark.
Talking about the Declaration of Independence. It is Independence Day, and we're here live. We're doing the show as we normally do from 7 to 10 at night Eastern Time, as we do 7 nights a week through the holidays as well. So we're going to continue with sharing this. And then we will get into your calls and thoughts if you want to join us and take control of the airwaves. You can comment on the Declaration as well. Whatever you want to discuss goes here at 855-450-FREE. And Skype username lrn.fm. So, Mark, where are we at? We're still going through the laundry list of wrongs that were perceived wrongs by the King of England to the colonists in the United States.
Right, Thomas Jefferson's listing.
Or the colonies.
Yeah, the listing what he feels. Well, he's claimed that they're states at this moment.
Oh, okay, in the Declaration. Okay.
Right, in the Declaration, he claims that the colonies are now states.
Got it.
And he is listing off the things that he feels that the king has done incorrect. And he has dissolved representative houses repeatedly for opposing, with manly firmness, his invasions on the rights of the people. He is,
So if the House of Representatives didn't go along with it, he would just dissolve them.
Right.
Is what they're saying.
He's a bad guy for, basically not listening to the people is what the claim is here. But I wonder, I can't think of any other organization that might do that now. He has refused for a long time after such dissolutions to cause others to be elected, whereby the legislative power is incapable of annihilation, so like annulling the laws, have returned to the people at large for their exercise, the state remaining, in the meantime, exposed to all the dangers of invasion from without and convolutions from within. So he's saying, you're keeping us in a state of anarchy. He has endeavored to prevent the population of these states for that purpose, obstructing the laws of naturalization of foreigners, refusing to pass others to encourage their migrations hither, and raising the conditions of new appropriations of lands.
Refusing to pass others hither, meaning he's not allowing more people to migrate to the colonies?
Right. They're complaining that people aren't able to come in.
Mm-hmm.
Not like it is now, where they're like, hey, stop this!
Interesting.
New people. Of course, that's what socialism does. Socialism makes it so you don't want people there. Mm. People are an asset to a country,
sure,
to a community.
Bring skills and ideas.
Right. So new people are good unless socialism's been put in place, in which case, you know, now we have this whole world where people are having a very difficult time moving from one place to another, finding new freedoms, being able to raise their families and doing all these things because of socialism.
Mm-hmm.
He has obstructed the administration of justice by refusing his assent to laws for establishing judiciary powers. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
As you might expect, and I got to say, I've read some of the Declaration of Independence. I don't think I've read the whole thing personally, but a lot of this.
That's why I want to read it.
It doesn't apply necessarily because it's them. It doesn't apply today. Some of it certainly does apply today, but a lot of it doesn't because it's just the legitimate complaints of people who don't like the king. You know, they don't like the structure of this one man ruling. They wanted to have a structure where more than one man could rule and, you know, give people the idea that they somehow have some sort of influence over it. So they just had a better idea.
This wasn't one man ruling. The king was the chief executive of a country that essentially was built like ours. So,
but no, he was saying that the king could just wipe out legislatures, that he could move around the location of the legislative meetings.
He was doing things beyond his
power. It sounds to me like he was doing anything he wanted to do, as a king would be able to do, given the king is the sovereign power or whatever in any given area.
What's the difference between King George doing it and a legislature doing it or Donald Trump doing it?
Not a whole lot, but to them there was a difference.
Let me read this. Okay. He has made judges dependent on his will alone for their tenure of their offices and the amount of and payment of their salaries. What is the difference between that claim and any governor in America?
Well, now there's 535 people in Washington, D.C.
What is the difference between that statement and any governor in America?
Are you using governor in a general term or governor in a specific
term? No, governor is a title.
Okay.
Governors make judges dependent on their will alone for the tenure of their offices and the amount and payment of their salaries.
Some governors don't.
You're right. Some states do elections for judges.
Right.
But, these claims, all these claims are relevant to today. They're not relevant.
Not all of them, but, some of them are.
Point one out, please.
Moving the legislature around to exhaust them. That doesn't happen today.
But they still exhaust people. But
what he said doesn't happen today. They're not moving the location from Washington to New York to, Texas or whatever. They're not jumping it around just to screw with people.
You're right about that. But they do make it very difficult to deal with the government, and they get very little help. If you've ever been to a town, a county, or whatever office attempting to say, look, I'd like some remedy to this problem.
Yeah,
I've got this problem. And
they're
like, I'm sorry. Whatever.
Get a lawyer.
Yeah, we're not allowed to give legal advice. Sorry.
Right.
Those kind of things. They just don't care. And the runaround, that's when you can get an answer.
I mean, I agree with you. You can extrapolate from their complaints similar complaints to today, but it's not exactly the same because a lot of their complaints
couldn't possibly be exactly the same. These people ran out of horses.
A lot of their complaints are just, you know, it sounds like they want their own government, which is what they got, right? Like they wanted to have a crack at it. They thought they could design a better government. They really did think they could design a better government than the king. And
I'm just simply asking people here on the day, the anniversary of the day this document was voted on and ratified, whether or not we got what these people fought and died for.
I would say they succeeded in one way because they did create a more successful government.
They succeeded in replicating the government that they left, except that they have a president, which is a king that's elected for 4 years.
Yeah, and you know, these were men who were probably at some level in search of that power for themselves. They were envious, likely, of the king, even though the king was a bad guy and was doing bad things that they've correctly outlined here. They themselves were interested in having power over others, and so that's ultimately what they're setting up here, is just their own power structure. And arguably, it's been a very successful one, right? It's been around for hundreds of years, much longer than a lot of governments last, and it's grown much larger than the king's government had grown. And its influence around the world and its oppression as well.
How about this one? He has erected a multitude of new offices and sent hither swarms of officers to harass our people and eat out their subsistence.
That happens today, for sure.
He has kept among us in times of peace standing armies without the consent of our legislatures.
Now they have the consent.
Right.
Now the standing army's here, and it's got consent to the legislature.
And I would remind everybody, the police didn't exist at this time. That people kept the peace by themselves, essentially.
As communities.
There was a sheriff that had the keys to the county jail, but, you know, not much policing was done at this time. So the idea of keeping a standing army was essentially, they would have considered the police a standing army, let alone standing army that exists today. He is affected to render the military independent of and superior to the civil power. So is our, I would say that our military probably is not independent of, civil power currently, but, it's a small solace, I would say.
Mm-hmm. Is there more from him?
Yes. He has combined with others to subject us to a jurisdiction foreign to our Constitution and unacknowledged by our laws.
Now, what Constitution was he talking about there?
They wrote all kinds of documents at that time. You know, they were always writing things, putting together legislatures that were getting disbanded, just doing things to try to rule themselves. And I think it's fair to say that, look, we tried this. You know, we were doing things that were sort of legal all along. And you didn't pay attention.
Okay.
Unacknowledged by our laws, giving his assent to their acts of pretended legislation. So, he would decide, he put his cronies in power and, you know, have votes that only they could win and that sort of thing.
Our toll-free number here is 855-450-FREE, like freedom, 855-450-3733. More from the Declaration.
Yes, just a bit more.
A little bit more than your calls and thoughts. So stand by. We're going to get with you here on the Independence Day edition of Free Talk Live, where you can join us on the radio.
Do you want to help build a better financial system for everyone? Join Dash. Dash is digital cash, a digital money platform designed to replace cash and help people manage their own wealth. It's fast and easy. Fees are low and transactions are confirmed instantly. Dash is decentralized, run by users who earn rewards for helping run the network and make governance decisions. Help people take control over their financial future today. Find out more at dash.org.
You've said it yourself. We need a healthcare system that focuses on health, not sickness. Health insurance pays for treating sickness but gives you nothing for being healthy. There's a free market healthcare company that gives you freedom from health insurance. They give you a proactive health assessment daily, no charge, 24-hour access to doctors. Check them out right now at healthexcellenceselect.com. Any kind of doctor, traditional, integrative, chiropractic, acupuncture, and massage. You'll love the service and price. healthexcellenceselect.com. healthexcellenceselect.com.
Aging is one thing that affects everyone. George has talked about the power of stem cells for years. Now, there's a new serum that harnesses that stem cell power to bring back your youthful look. Beverly Hills doctor, Nathan Newman.
Stem cells are basically our fountain of youth. This is what maintains our body's reparative, regenerative abilities. As we age, every cell breaks down and needs to be replaced, and what replaces it is the stem cell.
Dr. Newman and Jeunesse have developed Lumines. Lumines takes the science of stem cells using the same growth factor complex that literally heals our cells, slowing the appearance of the aging process. Apply Lumines twice daily and on average see results in a week. Learn more, watch our video, and order today at a special Coast website, healthylooking.com. Plus, there's a 30-day money-back guarantee. Again, that's healthylooking.com. Lumines, for a healthier, much younger, better-looking you. Buy now at healthylooking.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
The answer to being in control of your own health care is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
It's Free Talk Live. Dial on in toll free and join us here. Our number 855-453, like freedom. 855-450-3733. We're talking about the Declaration of Independence and actually reading it on the air, going through the list of what they perceived that the king had done wrong. Pretty long list.
And it's really a whole bunch like what our government does wrong today.
There's definitely some parallels, and we're going to continue with that. Also, we're then going to get into your calls and thoughts, and I appreciate everybody being patient as we get through this, because I just know if we go back into the phones, we're probably never going to finish this thing. So, Mark, you said there's only a little bit remaining of the Declaration of Independence here?
I'd say we're more than halfway through.
Okay. It sounded like we were further than that. Okay. All right. Well, keep going.
For quartering, this is something that does not go on today. For quartering large bodies of armed troops among us, for protecting them by mock trial from punishment from any murders which they should commit on the inhabitants of these states, well...
That happens with the police. Like you said, the police didn't exist back then, but today the police are murdering innocent people.
I don't think that the king or the government protects the police with mock trials. I think what you have instead is just people who have been inculcated with the notion that you know, that these people with flags on their sides of their arms, whether they're police or soldiers,
yeah,
or firefighters or whomever, are they need protection from the machinations of the state far beyond what the rest of us do. Now, and my evidence for that would be, if you or I go to trial, the chances of us being found guilty, mind you, the chances of you going to trial are near nothing. And much higher for police. But, you know, if we go to trial, the chances of you being found guilty is about 66%. If police go to trial, the chance of them being found guilty is about 20%. That is a vast chasm. 4 out of 5 police officers are found not guilty. 1 out of 3 people are found not guilty. That's a big difference.
Huh? Wait, 1 out of...
1 out of 3 people is found not guilty. 4 out of 5 police are found not guilty. 1 out of 3 people,
but most people don't go
to trial.
Okay.
Right. Well, if they make it to trial.
I thought it was way less than 1 out of 3, but...
No, okay. It's 66% of people that go to... You would presume that somebody who takes something to trial is likely to be innocent because they went through all the trouble of dealing with the government for probably 3 years to be able to get to a trial. And then finally, at the very end, they get found guilty 2 out of 3 times.
Let's keep going.
For cutting off our trade with other parts of the world... Does the government prevent you from trading?
They sure do.
Yeah, they do. For imposing taxes on us without our consent?
They do that all the time.
Do you consent to taxes?
No.
For deriving us of many of the benefit of trial by jury?
Now, that happens.
You have been deprived. America, listen to me right now. You were deprived of the benefit of trial by jury, and here is how it happened. It happened because of this system of plea bargaining that exists today. You'll be given a plea bargain, and you'll have to do the mental calculations and say, do I want to pay $10,000 for a lawyer to take me through, or do I just want to take the probation or the two months in jail or whatever it is, whatever it might be. You're just not getting that day in court to find out whether or not a jury of your peers considers what you have done to be wrong.
Well, not only that, Mark, but also they got rid of the trial by jury just by simply legislating it away. They, meaning the governments of today. And what I mean by that is, like, here in New Hampshire, it's different in every state, but here in New Hampshire, you cannot get a trial by jury for anything that is less than a Class A misdemeanor. So there's a whole bunch of misdemeanors that are what's called Class B in New Hampshire, and there are a whole bunch of violation-level things, like, you know, crossing the streets, not at a crosswalk, or speeding, and that kind of crap. You should be able to get a trial for anything according to the Constitution of, what, $20 value or more?
Yeah, that's
which is
the
pretty
idea.
Much every ticket that could ever be written. But no, you don't get trials by juries for those things. In fact, all you can get is a bench trial. And that just means, you know, the judge that works for the government, along with the prosecutor that works for the government, and all the witnesses that work for the government are going to be aligned against you. So, yeah, trial by jury is a very limited thing today.
For transporting us beyond seas to be tried for pretended offenses. Now, I wouldn't say that necessarily happens. Usually you'll get your trial right, you know, in a relatively, you know, close proximity to where you are.
Mm.
But you'll likely be incarcerated, if it's a federal offense, thousands of miles from where you're from, in many cases.
Mm.
So, there's that.
Yeah, they did that with Ross Ulbricht.
For abolishing the free system of English laws in a neighboring province, establishing therein an arbitrary government and enlarging its boundaries so as to render it at once an example and fit instrument for introducing the same absolute rule to these colonies. I guess they're talking about
Canada or something?
My guess.
Okay.
For taking away our charters, abolishing our most valuable laws, and altering fundamentally the forms of our governments. Now, the form of your government has been altered fundamentally since the Constitution took place. This is the Declaration of Independence.
Sure. How about the Federal Reserve? That's a great example of the income tax. These are pretty fundamental changes in how the government operates.
For suspending our own legislatures and declaring themselves invested with power to legislate for us in all cases whatsoever. Do you feel, American people, like your legislature represents you, or
no,
as though some group of people have instituted this legislature and that it just rains upon you?
The latter.
That's how I feel. He has abdicated, the king has abdicated government here by declaring us out of his protection and waging war against us. That's hyperbole, but it certainly happened after this document was put in place. Mm-hmm. He has plunged our seas, plundered our seas, ravaged our coasts, burned out our towns, and destroyed the lives of our people. Like I said, there were many revolutions that occurred before the Revolutionary War, and, you know, soldiers deal with those things the way soldiers deal with those things.
Right.
He, the king, is at this time transporting large armies of foreign mercenaries to complete the works of death, desolation, and tyranny already begun with circumstances of cruelty and perfidy scarcely paralleled in the most barbarous ages and totally unworthy the head of civilized nation.
The U.S. government hires mercenaries, too, and they put them over in the Middle East.
Yeah, and this
case, Blackwater.
Well, those guys. Things are all true, yeah. He has constrained our fellow citizens, taken captive on the high seas to bear arms against their country, to become the executioners of their friends and brethren, or to fall themselves by their hands. So essentially he's conscribing sailors into his navy.
Right.
And then using that navy against the colonies.
Have not there been times, and I believe still are, where some judges will give convicted criminals in the U.S. the opportunity to join the military rather than go to jail?
Yeah, it's been some time.
It still happens, I think, to this day in certain places.
I don't know where.
I've heard about it.
Yeah, well, I'll take your word for it. It's more likely they're doing it because they don't want to go to jail.
That's the point. You either join the military or you go to jail. It's the same thing here. A little different than just straight up putting a gun to their head and conscripting them, but basically the same.
He's excited domestic insurrections among us and has endeavored to bring the inhabitants of our frontiers, the merciless Indian savages, those known known rule of warfare is an indistinguished from destruction of all ages, sexes, and conditions. And so he's like, you know, he's gotten people to attack. In every stage of these oppressions, we have petitioned for redress in the most humble terms. Our repeated petitions have been answered only by repeated injury. A prince whose character is thus marked by every act which may define a tyrant is unfit to be the ruler of a free people. Nor have we been wanting in attentions to our British brethren. We have warned them from time to time of attempts by their legislature to extend an unwarrantable jurisdiction over us. We have reminded them of the circumstances of our immigration and settlement here. We have appealed to their native justice and magnanimity, and we have conjured them by their ties of our common kindred to disavow these usurpations, which would inevitably interrupt our connections and correspondence. They, too, have been deaf on the voice of justice and consanguinity. We must, therefore, acquiesce in the necessity which denounces our separation and hold them, as we hold the rest of mankind, enemies in war. In peace, friends. We, therefore, the representatives of the United States, they use a little U here, of America and General Congress, assembled, appealing to the Supreme Judge of the world for the recessitude of our intentions, do in the name and by authority.
I'm lost already, I'm sorry.
Of these good people. Basically just saying, solemnly publish and declare that these United Colonies are, and of right, ought to be free and independent. Which we are absolved from all allegiance to the British Crown, and that all political connection between them and the state of Great Britain is and ought to be totally disavowed. And
I wish they would have just stopped there, because then they had to go on and make a big old government of all those different states.
It's true. I've just got a little bit left. And that the free and independent states, that they have the full power to levy war, conclude peace, contract alliances, establish commerce, and do all their acts and things which independent states may of right do. And for the support of this declaration, with our firm reliance on the Declaration of Divine Providence, we mutually pledge to each other in our lives, our fortune, and our sacred honor.
More coming up. Hour 3 is on the way. Free Talk Live.
You have probably heard about Bitcoin and virtual currencies, but you really don't know what to do next. Maybe you feel like they have already passed you by. Nothing could be further from the truth. Bitcoin is an emerging technology still. It's still in beta and it's sweeping the globe. All the information that you need to learn about Bitcoin is at Bitcoin.com. Go to your browser, type in Bitcoin.com, choose a wallet program, get Bitcoins, and then spend Bitcoins. Bitcoin.com, the only site you need to know for virtual currencies, Bitcoin.com.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering Amazon through our website. Go to shop.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a portion of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site at shop.freetalklive.com. That's shop.freetalklive.com.
Nearly one-third of FBI domestic terrorism cases involve refugees. One-third. There's already been riots across Europe. Is America next? Hi, I'm the owner of Infidel Body Armor. Over the past 4 years, I've sold thousands of body armor kits and trained hundreds of sheepdogs. They have prepared. Have you? I invite you to go to my website at InfidelBodyArmor.com and click on specials. Trouble is coming. Now do something about it. InfidelBodyArmor.com. Just won't quit.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment, all things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.